The first thing we have is our section one, which is measures 1 through 17. Let's start with the first 5 measures. Here's what they sound like. We're in the key of E minor, so we'll expect all the Fs to be sharped, and we're in 6-4 time. The pickup notes are in measure 1. Right hand, that's the E above middle C with our first, and then the B above that with our fifth. Keep them both down, and then put the pedal down. Next, we'll be at measure 2. Left hand, you'll play the E below middle C with your fifth. Right hand, play the B under your fifth finger again, but this time, though, use the fourth finger. So these hit together, and we keep the sustain pedal down. Now, throughout this lesson, I will refer to the sustain pedal as just the pedal. Now, from here, left hand play the G above the E you just played. Let's use finger 3, then B above that with finger 1, back to the G, up to the B, down to the G, up to the B, down to the G, up to the B, down to the G one more time, and with it right hand play the C above middle C with your fifth. And then left hand, play the B again, and then the G again. And then at measure 3, we'll have this. So what you're hearing there, right hand, is I'm playing the D right above middle C with my first, followed by the G above that, and then the B above that. And it's a fast little roll. When I get to the B under my fifth finger, I want the left hand to play the D below middle C, and we'll pick up the pedal and put it down again. Next, left hand, play the G above the D you just played with finger 2, B above that with finger 1, down to the G, up to the B, down to the G, up to the B. Then right hand, play the D under your first finger again, and then play the A above it with your fourth. Keep them both down, because then what happens next is left hand will play the D below middle C again, and the pedal will come up and down. And at the same time, right hand, I want you to strike your A again. But I don't want to lose that D under finger 1. So we'll hit the A in the right hand with the left hand's D, pedal up and down. Then left hand play the F sharp above the D you just played, A above that. Come back to the F sharp. With the right hand, I want you to play the D under your first finger and the F sharp above it with finger 2. Try to keep the A down while you do this. So right hand D and F sharp, left hand F sharp. Left hand back up to the A, down to the F sharp. Up to the A, down to the F sharp, up to the A, hold it, right hand play the D under your first, and G above that with your fourth, F sharp below that with your third, and then we're going to go back to the G with our fourth, and at the same time left hand play the E below middle C with your fourth finger. These sit together, pedal up and down. Then left hand play the G above the E you just played with finger 2, and B above that with finger 1. Go back down to the E with finger 4 or 5. With it, though, right hand, I want you to play the E below middle C with your second finger and play the G again with it. Then left hand up to the B, down to the G, up to the B, down to the G, up to the B, down to the G. With it, right hand, play the E again, this time with finger 1. And then we'll play the B above that with finger 5 while keeping the E down. And with it, left hand play the B and the left hand back to the G. And that gets us through measure 5. Now, as we go into measure 6, I want to make sure the right hand keeps the E down because it ties over into measure 6. So that gets us through the first 5 measures. Let's take a look at another batch of about 4.